Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. The live talk, call talk.
Just wash your lips and you can't do a thing with them.
My lips are numb. Do I have coronavirus?
Actually, I think that's a symptom of cocaine virus. You know, if your face is numb, that generally means something very particular.
Let me try that again. This
we'll
is Free Talk Live.
Four, and then some more to we can feel our face.
Well, I did hear that alcohol sales have been brisk.
Yeah.
At, like, the state liquor stores around here.
Yeah.
Well, right, because nobody's going to be able to go to the bar anymore.
Well, yeah. You can go. Yeah, that's true, because you can't take drinks out of a bar
nope.
in New Hampshire.
You sure can't. And, in fact, New Hampshire likes to pretend that they don't have any bars by making all of their bars be restaurants.
Right.
If you look up the licensing requirements. I was doing this because I have this fantasy where I open what's called a tap room where mm-hmm. you just serve beer, right? No booze, no wine. You just serve beer. Yeah,
there has to be some sort of food component.
But, yeah, in the state of New Hampshire, there has to be a food component so that technically they're not licensing a bar or a tavern. They're licensing a restaurant that just happens to serve some alcohol.
Well, there is a sect of the Church of the Invisible Hand that actually worships beer. So you could do that as a worship service under the auspices of the church.
That's a fine idea.
So at any rate, our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we tend to talk about things with the freedom perspective in mind. Tonight in the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And before we say anything else, I have to say this. His name was Duncan Lemp.
Yeah.
There has been a story. I brought it in for show prep on Saturday. We didn't get to it. The Sunday night crew also didn't get to it. And nobody and I were talking during the break and saying that we just have to at least mention this. I brought up the article from the American Conservative from March 14th. That talks about this. The Constitution is dead was the last tweet ever sent by 21-year-old Duncan Socrates Lemp. His name was Duncan Lemp. On Thursday morning at 4:30 a.m., a Montgomery County SWAT team killed Lemp during a violent attack on his family's home in the affluent Washington suburb of Potomac, Maryland.
That's what he gets for saying the Constitution's dead.
Yeah, serves him right.
Proof.
Yeah. Why did the SWAT team attack the home as Lemp was sleeping? The initial county police press release referred only to, quote, firearms offenses. County police spokeswoman Mary Davidson
refused... to answer the question, that's what they always do.
Right.
I mean, almost always. Unless there's an active hostage situation where they have to be brought out during the daytime, they're going to come in at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, somewhere in that range.
The county police spokeswoman refused to disclose the details of Lemp's alleged offense or the affidavit used to justify the raid. Instead, she notified me that my press inquiries were being handled under the Maryland Public Information Act, which entitles government agencies to delay responding for weeks or months.
Wow.
Interesting. So nobody can... this is classic blunder, right? When the cops make blunders, the first thing they do is try and delay or cover it up as much as possible.
Yep. Circle the wagons.
Yep.
Hide the information. Turn off the body cams. Lose the footage. Epstein didn't kill himself, by the way. Speaking of lost footage. I personally am sick of it. I've been calling these people every day on the phone. I call into the dispatch. I was planning on starting to do numbers at the mayor's office today, but I got a little sick, so I didn't.
Do you have the number?
I don't have the number with me.
I don't have it in this thing, but...
So what was the reason for this raid?
Well,
they won't say except to say that the most detailed they've gotten was to say that he was a prohibited person.
He had some guns.
For owning firearms, and he was not a felon. He had no criminal record, so the only thing that could possibly have made him a prohibited person was that he had a medical marijuana card, which he did.
Yes.
So that's my best bet is that they raided him either on a red flag call or based on he had a medical marijuana
card. This was this weekend?
Thursday.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's funny that you asked that because the article goes on to say even the search warrant used to justify the raid is reportedly sealed for 30 days.
Hmm.
Why would you need to do that? Why would any government agency need to seal the warrant used for the raid?
Coronavirus, you can't see it. Coronavirus.
That's not a reason.
Oh, maybe they sneezed on it, and it's quarantined.
Yeah. So, the short of this is, well, I'll just read you this next paragraph section because it kind of drills down. According to Renee Sandler, a former prosecutor who is representing the Lemp family, Montgomery County police fired into the bedroom where Lemp and his pregnant girlfriend were sleeping without warning.
My God.
The gunfire was followed by two flashbang grenades.
What are they going to claim here? Because normally they claim, I was in fear of my life. And
he was snoring too loud. I was in fear for my life.
God, what? It's amazing.
It really is. It really is. And people wonder why we need AR-15.
4:30 a.m. Why? First of all, did you try showing up at, dinner time and knocking on the door?
Well, no, yeah. It was a high-risk search warrant, according to the police. This is according to their department news release. And so all they have to do is claim, well, we know he has guns, so therefore it's high risk. This is what they're doing in the Cantwell case, by the way.
Right.
The former co-host who we had to fire years ago for becoming a racist. He has been targeted by the federal government. They went into his house at 3 in the morning with a full-on SWAT raid. Against him. They busted his door in, even though he has no history of anything besides, one recent conviction for assault and battery, and that was at a massive protest that turned into a fight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's otherwise been a fairly peaceful person. He certainly has no gun violence history, but the fact that he had guns there was used as a reason. Not only that, but to keep him in a jail cell until trial.
Lemp even though he doesn't have the guns anymore,
right.
So who cares what was there? The memory of a gun isn't a weapon.
Duncan Lemp, according to this article, was a software developer.
Clearly dangerous.
The police handcuffed the surviving family members and his girlfriend while conducting an exhaustive search on the house. Lemp was pronounced dead at the scene. On Friday evening, the police department posted photos of five firearms, none of which were apparently illegal in themselves, that they seized during the raid.
We got them, boys.
But conveniently omitted including a photo of Duncan Lemp's bullet-ridden corpse.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, that's true. And also, the news media wouldn't report that anyway in the United States for the most part. They won't print things like that.
Yeah.
The police also later modified their story to assert that Lemp had, quote, confronted the police officers.
Oh. He just fell into his bed after they blasted him.
But this could simply mean that he stood up after the shooting or took a step towards a window from where the shots were entering. Or maybe he was trying to protect his pregnant girlfriend and, jump on top of her, get her to the ground or something. The police department has not asserted that Lemp had a firearm or any other dangerous device when he was slain. So, I mean, you can read all about this online. It is a horrifying story. This particular person was a technology person. He was a software developer. He was a self-professed libertarian. And near as I can tell, straight murdered in his sleep.
Yeah. No, it's not murder when they do it. Murder is a legal term.
Well, it's true. But for anybody out here who's as outraged as I am, I hope that you will be calling the district attorney in that county, the mayor of the town, the governor of the state, the police department, And let them know what you think about this cold-blooded murder of an inoffensive software developer.
Well, remember to keep paying taxes, folks.
His name was Duncan Lemp.
His name was Duncan Lemp.
More coming up. We'll take your calls and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's free. It's talk. And it is live. It's Free Talk Live on this live Monday night edition. We are a call-in talk radio program where you can call in to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you would like to talk about. We've been talking about many things, about the coronavirus, about the government getting stupid, doing stupid things.
About Duncan Lemp.
His name was Duncan Lemp.
It was.
And with you tonight in the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you all that the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. And moving right along, let's go to your calls and your thoughts tonight. Let's see if we have Jet calling in. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening, Captain and crew. Jet.
Indeed. What's on your mind?
I wanted to make a quick call and thank you guys for discussing what I'm referring to as the grand poopah delirium, the emergence of all these local, state, and federal dictators. And
I'm sorry, what did you call it? The GPD? The grand poopah?
The grand poopah delirium.
I like it.
Yeah. And anyway, the people, of course, who kind of pay attention to that. So I'll just make it real quick. And remind you that there is no such thing as a government. There are only tyrants, despots, and other sociopaths. And so with that, I would like to offer the FTL group for me to send you $50, the equivalent of $50 in crypto tonight, if you can avoid using the word government.
Oh, boy. Like, I might be able to do that individually. I don't know if the three of us collectively.
Yeah, that'll be a tough one.
Just replace that word.
$50 is $50.
Well, it's $50 today at $49.68 right now. If you don't know, Bitcoin, for example. If you could do that, replace the word government with tyrants, despots, or sociopaths. I mean, just have fun with that.
What do you think, guys? You want to give it a shot?
See if we can win. Do my best.
See if we can win $50.
Okay.
It's almost weird. That's like a reverse contest.
Yeah. I've never heard of listeners having a contest for the host.
For the host. Yeah.
But hey,
you can use other terms. You know, like criminal gang and stuff like that. Just there is something about this word government. It just legitimizes it. Well, we talked about that. It just validates the concept that there are certain people that have a greater place in life, that they get to push other people around and steal their money and otherwise get rewarded for it. It's just nuts to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, is Gooferment okay?
No. I know Gene likes Gooberment.
Sure
Gooberment.
What about the people calling themselves government?
Well, I might throw 50 cents in for that, but
okay.
But there's no, this word, I'm telling you, people have been indoctrinated from their earliest stages to think of, in the back of their mind, since government is all psychology, in the back of their mind, this thing called government is okay. It's what we need. It's important. It's
valuable. Well, this whole coronavirus situation is this group of people trying to reassert that and asserting it in a way that they never have before, to see how far they can get away with pushing people. And it seems like they can get away with pushing them to shut down their businesses entirely.
Right. Well, you got to think about it. Get two different perspectives. There's leadership and there's commandership. Mm-hmm. Now, leadership would be someone who's saying, we implore you, we beg you to try these things and do these things.
Well, leadership would be someone going first. Leadership would be someone who's in business saying, you know what, I'm going to shut down on my own volition. We're going to go ahead and do only take out only this and only that. And then that would be leadership. Government.
There's commandership.
Do I lose points for that?
No, you don't lose points. But then there's the commandership, you know, something like the military, where you will do this or there will be punishment. Mm-hmm. You know, rather than simply persuasion of and promoting common, not common sense, but let's say promoting good reasoning and otherwise just saying, you will, we are in charge and you will do it. You know.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I would add to your list of things the word authority. Most folks, when they hear the word authority, they think of this organization of goons who just tell them what to do, whereas there is an actual...
Is that what they think, though? I mean, that's what we think when we hear the word, but is that what other people who aren't of sort of the liberty mindset think? When they hear authority, do they instead think of, like, waving flags, bald eagles, uniforms?
No. They think of... The word authority, and you'll hear this on the news all the time. The authorities said, the authorities promoted, and it just makes me ill when I hear that term.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no such thing as human authority. I mean,
There is in one respect, and the only legitimate authority is somebody that you look up to as an expert in a particular field. Right.
So that you granted the authority.
Right. Yeah. He's an authority in, I don't know, genome splicing. Mm-hmm. Right. Somebody who is very knowledgeable about a subject.
You can select an authority for yourself.
That's
for sure.
What I'm saying. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Not one that's appointed by a weaponized popularity contest.
Exactly. If you decide that they're authority, but other people have the choice of saying, no, they are not my authority. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, the problem is there's a group of people out there who want to have somebody as their authority, and they've also bought into the idea that it's totally fine to force the rest of us to be underneath that person's control.
Right.
And that's the problem. That's what we have to break. And that's why, you know, people really should not have waited to come to New Hampshire. I think this is a real kick in the chest for a lot of people. Like, you waited. Maybe if you get the chance to move to where other people believe similar to you, you ought to really take that seriously at this point.
Yeah, I mean, when the boogaloo comes, you know, I want to be in a place where I'm surrounded by well-armed
freedom-loving individuals,
like-minded individuals.
It may not be too late to get out here.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jed. Peace. We do appreciate it. I agree. If now isn't the time, then I don't think you're motivated.
Yeah.
855.
You want to get shot in the sleep?
503733. That's 855-450 free, like freedom. More of your calls and your thoughts coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New White House guidelines are recommending that people avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. During a White House briefing, President Trump says everyone has a critical role to play in stopping the transmission of the coronavirus. The president reminds everyone,
each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus.
Meanwhile, on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate is standing with American workers, families, and businesses during the coronavirus outbreak.
And a growing number of Main Street small businesses face the possibility of significant disruptions as more and more communities begin to hunker down.
The roller coaster ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow lost 2,997 points to finish at 20,188. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're broadcasting live 7 nights a week. Our website is freetalklive.com. We also have a Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm that you can join.
You is can, Discord up? I was hearing it was down earlier. Discord is up.
Yeah,
now.
I heard it was having some troubles, some connection issues, that kind of a thing, but it cleared up before I saw any of it, so...
Nice.
I was doing my otherwise work-related activities for my day job, of course. But we are here to take your calls and your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
So there's a new sponsor here at Free Talk Live, and it's Intercoin. If you haven't heard of Intercoin, they're working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here is your chance to join what could be the next revolution in money. You can check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of the coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population.
Oh, a tribal coin. Groovy.
Intercoin is sort of in between the tribal coins. So it's the network on which the tribal coins to be able to interact. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. You can check out intercoin.org, and according to the SEC, you also need to know Free Talk Live received about $40,000 worth of tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for this advertising.
Do they support EgoCoin? And by EgoCoin, I mean like coins that are, you know, named after folks like Kickass Coin and Nobody Coin.
You will have to look into it. Honestly, I don't know. I have not looked deeply into it. Okay. I know that I looked close enough to say, like Greg in New York, who is the person who's.
So there would be no homework?
Yeah, it's up to you, my man. Intercoin.org.
I was told there would be cake.
You should always evaluate any kind of offers directly yourself that you're being.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. But you were saying something about Greg. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I like the guy. I mean, I think he's got good intentions, and he's involved with Intercoin.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it interests me a lot because it runs parallel to some ideas that I've been having for a long time. And so I'm definitely going to look into it as a technical thing.
So we've talked a lot tonight about a few different things. We've talked about the government's reactions to coronavirus and the overstepping of perceived authority. Oh, and I just said the word government, too.
Oh, well, we lost our 50
sorry,
bucks.
Jet. Sorry. Thanks for offering.
But I do try to make a point of saying, like, government gangsters, criminals.
The organization known as government.
Yeah, the people calling themselves government.
The armed.
This is one of those times where, you know, like the V for Vendetta movie, you know, where the government goon leader guy is John Hurt is yelling about how they must need us.
Yes, they need us.
Yeah, we must remind them of why they need us. And that's what this is really, you know, for them all about. It's them positioning themselves as the so-called authorities on all things health related. And boy, if you didn't have them around, what would happen? You can't just trust these corporations, of course, ignoring the fact that they are also incorporated.
I mean, the gang is the mother of all corporations.
Right.
Without the gang, there are no corporations because nobody else has the power to create them.
I try and point that out to people frequently, particularly coming from an area of the country like Seattle where the political leaning is different than it is, say, here on the East Coast. But I try to point out that corporations were created by this entity known as the government. It, in and of itself, is legal fiction. It has fiction right in the frickin' name of the thing, right, to tell you that it's all...
Well, they don't use that. They don't call it a fiction on paper, but that's what it is.
Corporation, I believe the definition includes legal fiction.
It is a legal fiction. That's what it is, but it doesn't say it anywhere on the paperwork.
Well, no, of course, you have to read the definition of the word.
People aren't going to pull out Black's Law Dictionary.
They're not. But I point this out to people, and they, still, if you take away corporations, will still be corporations. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
Who's going to enforce that?
I mean, that's the thing, is you have to enforce their property rights as if they were... as if they were people in order for that to happen. So, you know, are you going to subscribe to courts that treat corporations as people? I probably would not.
Nope.
So there you, I mean, that's the death knell of corporate personhood.
I'm curious, you're talking about the West Coast. How far did we get into that piece about San Francisco locking down?
Oh, we didn't get very far, actually.
And when's Seattle going to pick that up? Because, you know, as goes California in a lot of cases, so goes the entire West Coast.
Seattle kind of went first, at least in my estimation.
With a total 24-hour lockdown? Well, that's what's supposedly happening in San Francisco.
No, but they did.
That's San Francisco.
Washington State went first with the shutting down of the restaurants and bars and the limiting the size of gatherings. At first it was, I think, more than 300 people, and then they reduced it to 250, and then it was like 100, and now there's talk of it being reduced to more than 10.
And then San Francisco said, hold my beer.
San Francisco literally said,
hold my white wine, I guess, or
what have you. That's exactly what they said, and they went, we'll just go ahead and put everybody on an order to shelter in place. much yeah. as they would if there were, oh, I don't know, a hurricane or a large earthquake.
Shelter in place
or if you've been committed a crime and been sentenced to house arrest, that's shelter in place.
The terminology shelter in place started to come out, at least noticeably, within the last decade plus.
Yeah.
Really a lot more that I'd never heard it before that.
Yeah, I'd never heard it. It's just hide in your bathtub, right?
It was always used under circumstances where, like, in Boston, they had the Boston bombing, for instance, and they were telling everybody they had to shelter in place, which to me just sounds like some sort of Orwellian doublespeak or whatever. It's just a cover for this is a total police state. You have to stay inside your homes.
Martial law.
And the entire community is under arrest.
Right, and they literally had the police in fatigues and armored vehicles driving around the streets. In the case of Watertown, Massachusetts, remember, they were going inside people's homes without a warrant, just coming into people's homes and going through people's property, looking for these people that they wanted. And it did not seem like it was a consensual situation at all. They didn't appear to be asking people if they could go through their homes. And I'm sorry, but that is, to me, completely unconstitutional.
Yeah, clearly this is not asking.
And wrong.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed said that, effective at midnight, city residents would be required to stay at home except for essential needs.
Is that what the mayor sounds like?
That's what the mayor sounds like. I was playing Ian there momentarily. Except for essential needs, and that all but essential businesses and public services would be asked to close.
Oh, they're asking?
Well, it said they would be asked to close at midnight on Monday. The order will remain
order.
So the language even of the article is confusing. Are you asking or are you ordering? Please define.
Or are you ordering somebody else to ask?
Many people are calling this the new normal, Breed said. It's the new normal temporarily in an effort to protect public health. One of my real concerns about this type of a situation is we know, and we've seen in the past, and we see it again and again, that there's nothing so permanent as
a temporary government program.
Yeah. And so they claim all this is temporary.
They'll bring it back. They're seeing how far they can go. Even if they do roll this back, they will come back with more, and they'll make it worse the next time. The next thing will be scarier, even though this isn't really, to me, any scarier than the flu. Sorry.
Yeah, I at least at this point, the numbers, you know, show that it's similar.
It's a fraction of the flu.
855 450 free like freedom. Do you want your business closed down because people are afraid of the flu?
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live,
the My Corona edition.
Oh, man. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And to futurely be known as the governor of New Hampshire.
The future governor of New Hampshire, former future mayor of Keene.
I think this governor race, by the way, his website, electnobody.com, I think this governor race could really heat up here if nobody takes a firm, more pro-freedom response to what's going on here than this governor is, who is shutting down industry. This guy totes he's big in favor of business, but he's shutting down business.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what my response to this will be is... or this sort of thing would be if were I in office is, I don't know what's best for you. You need to figure it out. This is what I know. This is my cards on the table. This is the stuff they told me not to tell you. I'm going to tell you that too, and then figure it out. Mm-hmm. Because you know that every one of these officials is being told, you can't say that, you can't show your hand here. All this stuff ends up being classified. None of it should be classified. All of it should be in the people's hands so they can make the best decisions that they can make.
Yeah. What do you suppose is driving these officials, these government goons who are declaring these orders of businesses to close down? What do you suppose is driving the bandwagon?
Well, fear in that, and I feel the same thing. I feel a pressure even as a candidate to say, you know, because you don't want to be wrong. You know, you don't want to say, oh, this is nothing, and then 3 years later, you know, a million people are dead. And it's like, ha ha, you said this is nothing. So I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, I don't know. But, you know, because of the expectations on the Gang of Thugs, placed on the Gang of Thugs. They don't feel comfortable saying, I don't know what the solution is here. They're expected to have every solution to every problem, and that's not how any of this works.
And in my experience, they never do. I can't name a problem that an organization of violence known as the government has solved.
Yeah, I mean, except for people they don't like being alive, which they make them dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, that and to me, you know, I don't think not being liked by the thugs is a good reason that you should be dead.
These guys are sociopaths. I mean, why would anybody want to take their advice? Look at what they told you about good health, good nutrition. Remember the pyramid they had? Remember when they flipped it upside down? They're like, oh, yeah, it should be like this. We'll just reverse everything we've ever told you.
Yeah,
the 4-4-3-2. And my mom did that. She was like a volunteer on that. And, of course, she's not a dietitian or anything. She doesn't know. She passed on what she said what they told her to say because she trusted them. And she felt badly about that later. But, you know.
Same thing's happening now. People are doing what they're told because they believe that the state has their best interests in mind, and they don't. I was looking at, there were stories about parents, right? Like, all of a sudden they're being told, sorry, you don't get to send your kids to the day camp prisons anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Now what are you going to do?
Now what, right?
Yeah.
You've got two income families where both parents are working.
Right, because they have to pay the taxes.
And now they have to deal with either one person quitting, taking leave, or
finding daycare.
Or finding other day. But they're telling daycares to close, right?
So, are they?
Well, I don't. I assume
wouldn't
they
surprise
are.
Me.
It's a gathering of more than 50 people or whatever it is, right?
I mean, yeah, I can't imagine they're going to keep daycares open under the circumstances.
Well, now you got San Francisco that's doing a total crackdown, 24-hour curfew.
And some of the details about that
let's hear those.
Here right in front of me. Only police and fire departments, hospitals, grocery stores, gas stations, banks, and pharmacies, and restaurants serving takeout and delivery customers will be allowed to remain open under the shelter-in-place order. This seems to be the most extreme version of what I'm calling a police action. This is definitely...
They say in the TMZ version of the story that it is just as extreme as Italy's solution, Italy's lockdown.
Yeah. Residents will be able to go to grocery stores and other essential services, but...
You will be stopped and asked.
You
must know, where are you going and why?
Your papers, please.
He urged residents not to rush, adding that stores will remain fully stocked. I mean...
If you can't leave the house, I suppose they will.
Is this socialism? Have we achieved socialism now?
Well, no, socialism would be state ownership of the means of production.
It sounds like he owns it if he's going to say
he owns the streets.
The stores will remain stocked.
Well, it's fascism in that particular case, because then it's regulated private ownership of production. In this case, the state gangsters own the streets and the sidewalks, so they get to put down clamps on wherever they want, checkpoints, wherever they want, and do whatever they want, because what are people going to do? Actually act like free people and go ahead and open their business anyway?
Reminds me of Cantwell's Nazis chanting, whose streets are streets?
That's what's happened.
You know.
These guys aren't any better than the Nazis.
This next sentence bugs me, but... it says the order further escalates the economic damage caused by COVID-19. The economic damage is not being caused by COVID-19.
So far, all the economic damage has been caused by the reaction.
Yes, thank you.
Where did I hear? I think it was in California. I don't know if it was San Francisco. Maybe it was L.A. I'm not sure. But they were saying that the mayor of one of these California cities has declared the right to sort of take over hotels, for instance.
Oh, I did read that story too. Yeah, they want to be able to
turn them into makeshift hospital facilities.
Yeah, they could just apparently commandeer a hotel or a motel or some other facility with beds and rooms and that kind of thing. And, guess what? You're out of business. You're now a hospital bed.
And what happens after the so-called emergency is passed? Do they keep all the homeless people there?
Yeah.
You know, are all the hotels of California going to turn into homeless shelters after this? I would not be surprised.
And why does
I'd be horrified.
Why do one of these clowns get to decide whether or not my hotel has to close down to make room? Right? Who are they to close my business?
Right. And confiscate it, basically.
I wonder what the jail looks like right now in San Francisco.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How packed up is it, and how much worse is it going to get?
A lot of jails aren't even taking people in now.
Really?
Yeah, they've actually closed
the... They're just turning people out with bail conditions?
They're trying to avoid incarcerating
anybody. I'll tell you this morning...
Makes sense.
This morning I was going to go down to do the monthly jury outreach, and I checked the website, and they have closed for jury trials for 2 months.
Yep.
Wow.
So from now until early April, and I say 2 months, it's going to be this month's selection and next month's selection... They are postponed.
So what if you're sitting in jail waiting for
speedy
a trial? You're
going to
sit there for another 2 months?
Yeah.
Governments just protecting and serving themselves well before they'll ever protect or serve you.
And you can try to challenge that in the Supreme Court, but they'll rule that that's still a speedy trial. It's only 2 more months.
Mm.
Apparently, the San Francisco Bay Area is the region hit hardest by the coronavirus in the state. As of Monday afternoon, more than 280 cases have been reported in the 6 Bay Area counties of Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin,
of millions of
San
people,
Francisco, San Mateo, and Santa
Clara. Yeah, that area's got to be like at least 10 million, 15 million people. I don't know what the population is.
Of the 7 deaths... reported in California, 7 deaths.
So that's maybe 1 in a million people.
3 have been in the Bay Area, 2 in Santa Clara, and 1 in San Mateo.
Oh, they're talking about all of California.
They were saying all of the Bay Area.
Right.
Wow.
Monday's order came from the public health officials.
1 death per county.
Yeah. So, yeah, those numbers are... there's more veterans that die every day of suicide. There's more people, I'm sure, dying of diabetes.
Yeah.
I don't see people sheltering in place because diabetes is going around.
None of the numbers that they're publishing support what they're doing and the level of panic that they're displaying, which says to me that either they're faking up the panic for some reason or they're lying about the numbers. It has to be one of the two.
Dr. Grant Colfax, San Francisco's health officer, emphasized there would be some give in the stay-at-home directive. You will still be able to watch your dog go on a hike alone or with someone you live with or with another person as long as you keep 6 feet away from one another. He also said that restaurants will remain open for takeout delivery and residents will be allowed out to get food and care for relatives. You'll be allowed. What will you be allowed to do?
Not hug somebody, apparently. It's ridiculous.
855, 450, free like free.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.